This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After 4 months in a row of declines, sales of previously owned homes were up 1.4% in June. That is as compared to a month earlier, which would make it May. Tight inventory has kept home prices high, as we've been telling you. But even for people who aren't in the market to buy a house, rents are going up too. Cities where rents are high are a given, like New York and San Francisco. They saw those rents come down during the pandemic, but even they are starting to see rents climb back up now. And as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Austin, Texas, finding a place to rent in some other cities is starting to cost more as well.
Jack Durham is 23, just graduated from college at the University of Texas at Austin, and he's now looking for a job in finance in Houston. He and two of his college buddies are also looking for an apartment there.
It is crazy right now, and it's absolutely wild.
Durham says even when he and his friends find a promising place, the market is so competitive that they're losing out on spots listed at a price they could theoretically afford.
A big issue is there's, you know, two or three other groups of people applying for that place. So it becomes really like a bidding, like literally bidding, like in highest bidder wins.
Now, we've heard about bidding wars to buy a house in a hot market, but for rent? According to Zillow data, typical rent in the Houston area jumped almost $100 from last year to almost $1,500 a month. That's the region's highest year-over-year rent increase since 2015. And higher rents, by the way, bump up economists' inflation calculations. Now, while he's looking for that place in Houston, Durham is staying with his parents in Dallas. Jeff Tucker, an economist at Zillow, says a lot of younger renters did exactly that during the pandemic.
Now the reverse is happening, where people are going back out. They want to get a place of their own. It suddenly becomes a very competitive atmosphere to sign a new lease.
Another reason for higher rent prices is that developers can't build fast enough to keep up with new demand in some places. Jack Lieberson teaches economics at UC Irvine.
If you look at what cities are there good jobs, it's really places in the South and Southwest, like Houston, also places like Atlanta and Phoenix.
Those cities have also seen new rental construction, and he says because the permitting process is fast in places like Houston, developers should be able to build new properties and rents could eventually stabilize. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.